All right, so this is our opening half-day virtual retreat, part two. You just went away for a break. This is for you when you're listening to the recording later and thinking about those times when you know that there's something larger. You just know like you know like you know. And what I want to do is, let me see, I'll break you into, I'm going to break you up into pairs. And then Dawn and Marnie and Maria, don't know if you're hearing my voice yet or not. So we'll make it a group of two, two and three, because I want you to get a chance to share this, to speak it out loud. I want everybody to get that chance, right? And I know you're eating, that's okay. You'll have your turn and then you'll eat while you're listening to them. You'll still be paying attention, right? And you saw what I did. I did a deep dive version about my mom. And then I gave you a list of examples. So you can use this time in any way you see fit. You can do a deep dive, like with my mom, you can do a list of it, but I just want you to recall and be witnessed, like watching Marnie be witnessed. As you were witnessed, Marnie, things shifted in you. I want each of you to be witnessed in this. I have had this moment. And if there's anybody here, you go to like, I just don't think I've ever had it. I saw nods across the room, but there could be somebody here going like, that never, ever, ever happens to me. Then just use that time for support from the community, because I promised it's happened sometime. Maybe it happened when you were a baby and you weren't conscious of it. It happened sometime, right? But you might not have conscious access to it. That's okay if you don't. Then you can use the group to help you gain access to it. Maybe they'll ask you for some questions in your 2 minutes. Like, what, you know, when was a time when you just felt joyful? When was a time when you felt happy? When was a time when you felt like things were flowing? And you'll find it. You'll let them help you find it. All right. So again, you can either, you probably don't want just a list, but you can if you want. Use the time as you see fit. You probably want to dive into one or two. I'll give you, 2 minutes each. And yay, that's everybody back visual who's here, so here live. So I'll give you 2 minutes each. Use the whole time. And let's see, the one with the darkest shirt on goes first. And the one with the lightest shirt on, and if you can't decide, just decide. The one with the lightest shirt on will be the timer. 2 minutes each. I'll give you 5 minutes in total, just so that you have time to get over there and switch and so on. And so you keep time. When it's halfway through, the timer goes off. Nothing bad will happen. If you just stop mid-sentence, it's okay. Right? And you can always take up that discussion afterwards. I encourage you to do so. Be on connection calls with each other. Go celebrate these moments in the Facebook group. There's, you know, our work and play goes far beyond, you know, this. This is really important work and play. And then there's lots of other places where it happens. All right. So when it's your turn, you share an experience of it. When I was three, or I remember, or it's a long time, or yesterday, or during this call, or whenever it was. And here's what happened, and here's how I felt. And this is what I knew. So get to that knowing and take the time. If you think of like Marnie one and Marnie two, oh yeah, you know, I picked up some dirt off the carpet. And by the way, I want a gold. You know, Marnie, I hope you don't mind if I play like the editor hates laughter, right? I won the gold. And I worked for decades for it. You could feel the difference in how we could hear her, Marnie one and Marnie two, right? Be Marnie two with this. Let yourself own it. Making sense? Any questions without which we cannot go into these groups? All good. All clear? All right, here we go. Oh my goodness, I'm going to do this. Why am I doing this? That's really funny. Because <you're, laughs> I should have made you co-host, Yvonne. Let's see what I can do. I think it's three rooms, right? All right.
I'm pretty sure you've done this before.
I have, but it's, you know, I'm spoiled. You know? Everyone else doing it recently, my friend. All right. Have fun. 2 minutes each. We'll see you in a few minutes. Bye-bye for now. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. So what's opening for you now? Who has an aha they'd like to share from this exercise? Marnie, thank you.
Marie and I were just talking about how when we shared the story, it reminded us of other examples in our own lives of similar kinds of things. that maybe we hadn't had that perspective when we started the exercise.
Oh, I love that. So one story brings about another story, brings about another story, brings about more remembering that not something we got to conjure up, but this is happening and does happen to us, to me, right? To each one of you, right? Lovely. Thank you, Marnie. What else? What else is opening for you, Wendy?
There is a dance to be done between speaking and listening, and you receive both ways.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we learn so much from the listening. Sometimes when we're thinking about the field of story, we're thinking about, well, I've got to craft my stories. But the more deeply we can listen, the more our own stories grow too. The more we get connected to the human being in front of us, right? I mean, Diane, you and I were just in a strategy session yesterday. The best that I'm doing there, if I'm doing my work correctly, is to listen. Hopefully you're right in that knowing right now, right? Marnie's nodding to you, do you know, right? So listening to other stories, right? And also then, if we're only ever listening though, not neglecting our own stories and to speak those too. Thank you, Wendy, beautiful. That's a balance we talked about earlier. Yeah, what else? Anything else bubbling up for you from this? Heidi, thank you.
Dawn's imagery was so magnificent in her just telling of the story. She spoke of being a little girl riding a bicycle with the wind embracing her as she felt it on her face as she was riding the bike, and I was with her on that bike.
Thank you for that. So this connecting with story mastery, which Diane, you will get to. And also we always have access to the record. You always have access to the recordings too. So if there's something, if there's a piece of what we do we're not doing right then, ask. And if you haven't already got access, you can get access. So how do we actually tell our stories? And the way that we tell the story itself allows others to gain access to it and allows ourselves to gain access to it too. Can we, you know, it's all the senses, what we touch and feel and smell and taste, and which one did I miss? You know, here, when we access our stories in that deep way, then it's not just, you know, I gave you a list, but I also did a deep dive version for you. And it can become intellectual. It become, yeah, I know, I have so many, I count my blessings all the time. Do you know that kind of thing, right? Who cares? It doesn't move anything. And in fact, when we do it like that, we're probably doing it like that because we aren't actually feeling it. Does that make sense? And the story itself and understanding how stories are told allows us a richer, deeper experience of it so that we own it. So we own it. Yeah, thank you for that. Love that. Anything else wanting to be said? All right. Are you feeling like then after that experience, is anyone feeling like, no, that doesn't happen to me? That's never happened? Okay, I didn't think so. I'm just double checking. It would be okay. Anyone? No? So you all are in that knowing that this is a very real, tangible, practical part of our lives and our companies. And without tapping into this, we're pushing boulders up a hill. When we tap into this, everything changes, right? So that's opening. That's having the wind at the back. It's like, and what we focus on expands. So this week, notice it. Here's some home play should you choose to accept it. Go out the door and notice it happening. Notice the magic. Notice those things that aren't logical. Like sometimes they're not logical. Sometimes they're just a moment of grace. Sometimes whatever it is that has us touch that. And sometimes it comes up for me from my childhood. There's the prayer of, the footsteps in the sand, right? Jesus, why did you abandon me? There's only one set of footsteps. Oh, that's when I was carrying you. It's still like, if I think about that for even more than a minute, I burst into tears because again, whatever your spiritual background, we've all had that feeling of thinking we're walking alone. And then when we remember we're not, whether if it's like in that prayer that it's Jesus carrying us or it's Buddha or it's you know, the divine dance of nature or our highest self, spirit, choose your language. Don't let the language be a barrier. You know, what is that in you? And then tap into those more and more, see them, notice them, journal about them, talk about them. That'd be a great thing to do, to get on a connection call. I do that with accountability partners that I've been working with for coming up 8 years now. And I confess, I looked at the face of my phone, but just in case one of you was texting me going, something's going wrong in the room, or you need something, you know, and there was my accountability partner sharing another win, like three texts saying, you know, one of my accountability partners saying, and this magic happened and it was incredible. We share that stuff so much all the time that that was the only thing on my phone as I checked for you guys, right? So share it, speak it, bask in it, notice it. You can spend an entire call. And this is true for all times. And sometimes we put it in the form of, it could be wins. You know, this happened, but when I know that that win didn't happen just by my own energy, right? It could be celebration. It could be remembering. It could be all kinds of things. You guys know. Share them. Share the stories. All right. Let's take a collective breath. And exhale. Just a nice clearing breath. Thank you. And another inhaling. And exhale. Beautiful. All right. When we open to something larger than us, bigger things happen. It's way more fun. We know this here. We're in the knowing of this right now. We'll remember and forget, but we were in the knowing of this. Where I want to go to next is, okay, that's all fine and dandy, Michelle, but sometimes I forget. In fact, maybe most of the time I forget. That's okay. Maybe most of the time I forget. Maybe I bump into stuff and then it feels hard. If you've ever bumped into something, raise your hand. I just want you all to know and look around. Like, I can look at Yvonne's eyes. It's like, duh. So I want to do that. So I guess one way we could put it is another preemptive editor proofing bit, right? Or we could just say, story always is constructed that way. We want something. Something gets in the way. We have to find a way to go around, under, through it, move through that. And then we get to the promised land. Our stories go like that because that's the shape of our lives when we're paying attention. We think it's the other way around if we just pay attention to the story in reverse. Things were really great. Then they all went downhill. It's just like there's an ebb and flow of things. Which piece are we paying attention to? We think it always goes downhill. We just haven't waited long enough for the next up, right? And we haven't remembered the shape of story. So what do I do then? What do I do if I'm either mostly forgetting? Well, it's consciousness and presence. Shavasana will help. That meditation, meditative work will help because it helps us be present so that we're not just in a fuzz all day long. We're noticing it, right? I'll give you another way that we can notice that toward the end of the call. It's an app. And if I haven't done that by the last, you know, 5 or 10 minutes of call, remind me and I'll share it with you. It's made a huge difference in my life in the last few weeks since I discovered it. But what do we do about the big ones? Do you know? Like, what do we do when we are so smack in the face of things that we feel alone, we feel alienated, we feel abandoned, we feel unwanted, we feel betrayed, we feel like all those things, right? Something bad has happened. We are going to come back to this at Story Freedom, but I want to give you guys the deep dive. And then when we return to it, it's called transmutation. You'll see it and you'll know the full process, right? There isn't time and space to do the full process at Story Freedom, but you're going to get to revisit it at Story Freedom. And that's going to be really fun for you guys because you'll get it again, get it from a different angle. I return and return and return to this over and over. All right. So transmutation. What if we could, it's like being an alchemist, you know, what if we could take, you know, the alchemist used to turn, you know, what was it? I always think of it as transmuting inner dirt to inner gold. That's how I think of it, as dirt turning to gold. Right. And these things that we think are bad, these things that we try to sweep under the rug, things that we think, well, I would do that and I would count my blessings, or I would know that I had the wind at my back if only this thing weren't in the way. We want to go straight to that thing. And that's where the blessings are. Strangely enough, I didn't know I was going to give you that story, but I gave you the story about my mom. Last thing I wanted to go to was to thinking about that she's in pain. Are you kidding me? It's my mom. Love my mom to the day I die, like the breath I breathe. We're very close. going straight there brought such a beauty and such power. We want to be able to go straight there. So I want to share with you how we do so. And sometimes what I've done is like ask somebody for something that they're, you know, struggling with, or ask them for a pain point. But what I want to do, with your permission, Heidi, is return to you, because we know that story through this class. And I said that we're already doing this opening work, but I will return to it and you'll see that we've already been doing it. So I think it will resonate. And Heidi, are you willing to go back there?
Sure.
Thank you. Okay. And what I want to do, let me see. Let me just show you, and we've got a handout for you. It might not be in your inboxes yet, but it will be, or it'll be up in our Story Freedom Academy for you. So if you don't, don't worry about writing down all the notes, and you'll have this recording too. All right. So just before we get to you, Heidi, I just want to show you, I've got a handout about transmutation. Let me get to the right one. Wrong handout up here. Okay. So let me just walk you through the handout, and then we'll walk through it with you, Heidi, so we understand that we've already been doing this. Just like we already know about opening, we just have to remember we've actually already been doing this, but I want to break it down for you to show you how it works. Okay. So let me share the screen. Transmutation practice. Here it is. Okay. Yeah, I can still see you. Good. Okay. So you can see my handout. Perfect. Thank you. Just going to see if I can see more of you here. I want to be able to see all of you, see how you're doing. There we go. Okay. Okay, good. Oh, not quite good. Now I can't read my handout. All right. Do you guys actually see you on my screen as well, or do just I see me? I can't remember. You see you too? Yay. Okay, good. Okay, well, I want to see you. All right. So transmuting inner dirty, inner gold, the process. You start by you know, writing down the thing that's bothering you. We're going to do this with Heidi in a moment, and she's going to recall it. Yes, Heidi, you're okay with that? Like actually going back to that energy by competition for a bit so we can learn? Okay, thank you. So whatever it is, sometimes it's like, oh, I can't sell stuff. Oh, I think there's something going wrong. Oh, I think I'll never make it. Oh, I'll always be alone. Like all that stuff, all that editor stuff that's not an empowering story, and it comes up in us. And it's easy to give that editor a voice. I got to think about it. It's like, think on the dark side for a minute and don't be afraid to do this, right? And actually, Diane, remember I said, write down that stuff if it comes up. Here we are. Well, it's like, now what do I do with that, right? Then choose one thing on the list and contemplate it. And for, we're going to do this with Heidi in a minute. It's like, however she articulates, it's like competition is bad, or I will get hurt, or something. I don't know what it is, but something like that, right? And then here's what we need to do. Here's what I suggest you do. We don't need to do this, but it's a good thing to do. When we encounter this, this will help bring us back to opening. This will help bring us back to the magic. This will help remember us recall who we really are. Because we're not humans having you've heard that before, having a spiritual experience. We're spirit having a human experience. Like we're spirit incarnate. We're so much bigger than we think we are. And it recalls us to that. And that's when we know we're connected. Make sense? All right. So when this is happening, often we try to push it away, but no, don't pause. Don't try to push it away. Just observe and feel it. Work with the breath, like in Shavasana. It's one of the reasons we do Shavasana, right? One of the many spin-off benefits. It's not why we do Shavasana, but it's a spin-off benefit. Witness it. Notice what's happening inside you. And we saw that with Heidi last time when she was encountering that moment about competition. It comes right up inside our bodies, right? We saw a moment like that with Diane here today. We saw it with Marnie. It came out differently, those moments we encounter, right? So just be with it. Don't rush over it. Then be gentle with yourself when you're caught in this old story. I'm not good enough. I'm always going to be alone. Competition doesn't work for me. My mom will never get out of pain. You know, whatever it is, right? Surrender. I used to think of that as a negative word. And then one of my senior yoga teachers, I was like, how do I do this really hard pose that I always have trouble with? She's like, surrender, just surrender to it. I mean, that kind of surrender. I don't mean giving up. Making sense? Let yourself be in it. Name it. You can give it a name. What do you want to call this old story? And I'll walk through it briefly about my mom, because it's a story I shared with you guys. That's my mom in pain story. You know, doesn't have to be rocket science. Right. And when I was in, and here I'm recalling it, but imagine me in the moment. This is my mom in pain story. I'll never be able to help her. She's going to die in pain, whatever, you know, it's like, it comes with a whole bunch of things attached to it, right? Let me see if I can put you guys on that side so I can scroll down. Just notice it. Slow down. You see how many of these steps are about slowing down? And what's the story? I just articulated that. My mom is always going to be in pain. I'll never be able to help her. She helped me all my life. Blah, 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 right? Oh. There's a value, a core value. You'll watch me doing this at Story Freedom and helping people find that for themselves, right? We won't go through this whole process. We don't have time to do all of this, right? At Story Freedom, because there's many other things we're doing. But something has been crossed. You see number 10 there? That really matters to you. Or something is at the core of this old story that tells you what really matters to you. What is it? Think about it. You name it. Oh, with my mom, what is it? There's more than one core value there. I've not done this. I didn't know I was going to use this example. Let me just actually think. You stop and think. Maybe it's people should listen. I didn't feel like the doctor was listening. That's one of my core values. Not surprisingly, it's right at the heart of my work. It's right at the heart of this community. Last chapter, many of you know, the last chapter of my PhD dissertation was called Listen Differently. Heidi, if you could mute, your line is not muted right now. Please, I know I called on you, so it's probably why I wasn't muted for the moment. So I didn't think the doctor was listening. Oh, listening matters to me. And I can continue, I can just start meditating on the nature of listening, right? The transmutation process can end there with core values, right? The value and the gift, number 10. But today, when I put it in the context of the opening virtual retreat, here's what I want to add. When I get aligned and remember what my core values are, I start meditating on them, I feel that power of the universe again, right in and through that story. Right, people ought to be listened to. Listening really matters. I help people with listening. We do that all the time. I'm powerful with listening. This doctor, I know that he can listen. It's going to happen because it always happens because it's my field. He'll be able to listen. If anybody can have him listen, that will happen. Not just me, myself, small self, but me connected to things that flow through me, right? The power that the universe has in and through me. And then I can even meditate on, and it goes beyond this, what's written on this page here, but I can start meditating instead of like, that doctor won't listen and I'm alone and I, right? There's no connection there. There's no room for magic. And it doesn't matter how hard the thing is. This is the magic comes from here. Instead, I can start thinking about what's the nature of listening. What is the nature of is a great question to ask. Well, listening is love. Listening is paying attention. Listening is we're connected. Listening is when we see the beauty in another. Listening is, and what here I'll stop sharing for a minute so I can see better. What just happened to me as I started meditating on that? You're all nodding. So it's like,
somebody, I just started the flow.
Yeah, can you feel it? All of a sudden, I'm aligned with something greater again. All of a sudden, that thing that was so hard that I thought was going to block it, that I had to push away, I actually go straight there. And that's where the power is. And there's a story about the lion's roar that I love so much. You know, what happens is what I understand is a lion is over here, all the lionesses are here. And they're trying to catch their prey. And the lion roars and the prey is so afraid, runs away from the lion right into the lionesses and gets eaten up. But if the prey would just run right toward the lion's roar, they'd get away. They would be free. We head straight toward that thing that we've been covering over, that we want to not have inside us, that we disown, that we think makes us inadequate or unworthy or it'll never happen and disconnected. And right there is the gift. And I'm just going to share the handout one more time so you can see this last part of it. It's great to work with others in the community and master this process. I would get on a call and work with others. And we'll work with Heidi in a moment to see how this works with her, all right? And it can be, I can't sell, or it can be about, my company will never grow, or it can be, I just feel disconnected, or I think I'm alone, or any topic. And when this comes up for you, man, yeah, I run to my journal. It's like, that's gold. That's important stuff. It tells me what my core values are. It's going to be the thing that will get me connected the most. And the thing is, let me see, go back again. I skipped over this step, but it's really crucial. Step 6, feel it. Instead, feel it as power this time. When things like this are happening in our bodies, think for a moment. Feel it. Instead, feel it as power this time. So when you're in those dark places, like somebody's just told you you'll never measure up, or what, I don't even want to say it, but you know, like you've had a moment like that, or how Marnie was feeling, like competition, blah, blah, whatever you did, whatever. How does it feel in your body? Like it's all tight, or it's like there's a geyser of negativity or something like that. And we're trying to put a lid on it, trying to do something else, and we get exhausted. Are you hearing me? Has that ever happened to you? Like something is moving through the body, and the negativity we place on it, it's simply power. It's our big, big self. It's all who we are trying to be expressed in our core values. Make sense? Like listening, man, that matters to me, like breath. So instead of trying to push it down and then we get exhausted and then our bodies break down, we actually feel what's coursing through our body, but know that it's the power of all of who you are. That also gets reconnected to source, to spirit, to whatever you call that. Making sense? Like, you know, and again, I'll use myself as an example. When I'm there with a doctor and he's like saying that stuff and I'm just like, oh, and my body just like, right? And then I remember that it feels like that and I take my time over it because this stuff matters to me. Because it's one of the gifts I've been given, because that's what I'm doing on this planet, because that's been crossed here. But I have greater support and more than I know is there to serve and support me in ways that in a million years, I did not think my mom was going to do that. Like it didn't cross my mind, but I knew that it was going to happen. I knew that I had angels behind me, that somehow this was going to happen because there's no way it wasn't going to happen. Because of power behind me. It's not just me. All right. So let's play for a minute with, am I making sense here? This is so powerful. This is life-changing. This changes everything for our companies, for our communities, for what we think. You know, it could be in a strategy session. Maybe there's somebody who might be someone you could help. And maybe they say something that's, and sometimes that can happen. Maybe it's not your ideal client in front of you or whatever it is. They say something really in your face and you just feel like, or maybe you're speaking and somebody in the audience says something or whatever it is. It's all of those moments. Take a breath, do this, and you will know your power so deeply. There's no way when you practice this, you cannot know how connected you are, how big you are, how beautiful you are, how much support you have, especially when reflected in this amazing community. Because if you forget, somebody beside you will remind you. Just lean in and ask, right? If somebody forgets how big they are, who in here will be there to remind them, you know, would say, hey, I see you. Raise your hand. Okay. Now here's the harder part. Oh yeah, Yvonne, thank you. When you forget, will you lean in so you'll remember who you are? Raise your hand. I want to see. Will everybody raise their hand? I hope, honestly and truly. That was everybody. All right. So notice that. And it's not just ego, big self. It's big self is us connected, tapped in, connected, knowing our power, not pushing a boulder up the hill. So let's go through this. Any clarifying questions? I'd rather not take questions right now, but if there's something that feels really confusing, I will, because I'd rather go into another example. Okay, let's see how this works then with Heidi. So, and Heidi, let me see. So I've not done it like this before. It's always been like, give me an example, but I think we'll remember it. This is memorable because this is the story that's been running through. So Heidi, And are you okay to recreate some of that feeling? I want you to know you're so big, you are safe. Because if it comes up again, oh, well, you're bigger than that. You've already been through it once and came through to the other side. So do you know you can do it again?
Yes.
Thank you. Because I'd like you to, it's, you know, everything is still, we have access to it if we want, but you're not going to step into the same river twice. It's not going to be the same thing. Are you feeling that?
Yes.
If you let yourself touch it though, you will get it more. Mm-hmm. Right? You saw me. I mean, I had moments sometimes because I was feeling that again. What was happening with my mom? Could you feel it in me? Right. All right. So just start talking about competition in a way that, like where was, or even if there's threads of it, because sometimes threads still come forward and we can clean it out then, right? Mm. Any threads about competition being negative, being not good, being harmful, being, just talk to us about it just for a minute.
What comes up for me is around elementary school, and I was, I think I grew up at a time where they were doing a lot of social experiments. What's the best way to teach kids? And I was in a class with bright kids, and they were doing different things like, okay, we'll shorten these years, or we'll offer a language. We'll do different things to see how to, you know, get good performance from the kids. And one of the things that was part of, and I didn't know this at the time, found out afterward, was they thought that making the kids very competitive with each other would bring about a higher level of academic performance among the kids. And I don't remember all the detail of it, but there was a lot of public performance kinds of things, you know, being asked questions in public. The public praise, public non-praise, if you got it wrong. And so it engendered that. And I do have a memory of a friend of mine, you know, getting a 98 on a test and crying inconsolably that it wasn't 100. And so I remember that period as very stressful as a kid.
Yeah. And it's already not the same in you as it was. Can you feel that? It's already not the same.
No,
it's not the same. But I do, if you will, Heidi, can you just close your eyes for a moment? And I just want you to recall your friend.
Yeah.
I just want you to see her, and she's there. She's just got 98% and she's crying. And she's so upset. And the teachers around are encouraging. And they're saying, this is what you're supposed to do. We'll all get better performance out of these kids. The world will be a better place because everybody will perform better. And your friend is crying.
She's crying. She's hysterical. They had to.
Yeah.
They had to call the principal in to calm her down.
Right.
To tell her it's okay, that it's not perfect.
Right.
She was crying. She was my friend.
Right. So you can just stay in this moment, Heidi, with your eyes closed. Thank you for this. Just pause. Not pushing it down, letting it be there. It's okay that it's there. That feeling. Don't need to change any of it. Just be there watching her in that moment. Notice what you're feeling. What are you feeling in your body?
I'm not breathing.
Yeah. Right. Anything else?
And I'm clenching my hands.
Right. Yeah. Good. Just noticing, not needing to push it away. What do you want to call this old story, Heidi? Anything's fine.
Karen's crying.
Karen's crying. Yeah, perfect. Now the same feeling that you felt in your body, the breath, the clenched hands, Heidi, you are so much more powerful than you know. let this same feeling, the clenching, there's energy there. Body not breathing, it's like we're trying to push it down, right? Feel into those same places. And know that that's your big self, your true self, all of who you are, wanting to be witnessed, being there, emerging. Feel into those same places where it hurts, but know that's you. You don't have to push away the clenching. You don't have to be upset that you're not breathing. Feel into that. Know that that's your power. That's your knowing. There's a reason your mind and heart and spirit is drawn to that moment, right? So what's the story about it? What is it that you don't like? What's going on there? Just in a sentence.
She's just a little girl.
Oh. Right. She's just a little girl. I got chills. And there's so much more underneath that. Heidi, you can open your eyes now if you choose. She's just a little girl. Yeah.
I was just a little girl.
Absolutely. Yeah. And what does she, and therefore you, deserve or want? What do you see as her birthright? What should be happening there? What's something that's been crossed that really matters to you? Because it's right there on the tip of your tongue, right?
It's not fair that there's no joy in learning.
Right. Learning should be joyful. And I'm hearing, and you will know, I can make a guess, but you're the one who knows. It's your story, all right? And people should be respected. There's something about respect that I'm hearing in there. Yes. And children should be respected. Does that resonate with you? Is that the right word, or maybe not quite it? What is it for you?
We were guinea pigs.
Ah. Don't experiment.
Don't experiment with kids.
Right. Don't experiment with kids. She's just a little girl. There should be joy in learning. Now, Heidi, tell us in a sentence or two what it is that you do. What's your work on this planet? Yeah. Yeah.
I guide mothers who are overwhelmed because they have children with severe autism and they have lost all the joy in their own lives.
Thank you, Heidi. I can see across the room in your faces you're getting this. Thank you so much, Heidi. These things that push our buttons, it happens for a reason. There's something deep inside us. We are uniquely us. It's our core values. It's like this matters like breath. And when we go to those dark places where we think, oh, well, you know, I'd be connected to the universe, but I can't because of X. You go right to that X. and you journal about it and you meditate on it and you use this handout I've given you, we'll have it in your inbox and in Story Freedom Academy as a guide, and you've got it in the recording here, to find out more of who you are and more of your own connection and more of your own greatness and beauty. And like, you are not alone in this. This is flowing through you for a reason. This is a universe-given, source-given, God-given knowingness that is yours on this planet to do. Does that make sense? This is not by accident. It tells you how special you are, how big you are, what you have to do on the planet. Heidi, how's this feel? I know it was hard. I asked you to go back to it and you really did. And thank you. We could have just done it with you recalling it. But when you actually go through it with the story, like I said, we were already doing the opening work. Now we've taken an even deeper dive in it. I said that I would show you, and now I have, right? I hope you heard. This is so important for our work and for our lives, for door number two. Heidi, how's that feeling? I know it's still pretty raw, but man, if you ever had any doubt that you're doing your soul's work on this planet, right? These things don't happen by accident. They're rooted. How are you feeling, Heidi? What, anything you want to share?
There's a lightness. Yeah. And I'm also a bit in shock because I never connected this story. I have many other stories that are much more direct line between my past and a story and what I'm doing now. I never connected Karen's crying to today. She wasn't autistic. There was nothing like that that I consciously linked. I never saw that my horror and helplessness about what she was going through was translating today. I never saw that until right now.
Yeah. I've got those chills again, Heidi. And here's the thing. That goes right onto stage, but don't do it for that. Do it for you. But it's just a spin-off effect. You can talk about that and as much or as little as you want. You're in charge, right? Right. But imagine you all can see it, right? You all can see it. And Heidi, if you choose, you're in charge, right? But that you could go when you are ready, right? When you want to. Can you all see that? Heidi speaking that from stage. And then all that's added on, and this is why I do the work that I do, the whole audience would be in tears. And everyone would come running to her, and out of deep and authentic reasons. And sometimes we look on the surface of things for our stories, but when we work in this way, we get to something so deep, something that is so us, that it so connects us with something bigger. Can you see that? It's like, that's the very moment that I clearly can't be connected. On the other times, Michelle, maybe, but not that one. Oh, but there's something bigger working here. Can you feel it? A random story. It's never random. Yes. Thank you, Heidi. Anything else, Heidi, that you want to say? And thank you from, you know, the bottom of my heart for, it's like what you were sharing earlier, Diane, thank you for your vulnerability and for sharing, because then we all learn. And then Marty, I'm so much heart sharing here. And then Heidi, thank you. Cause then it's not head knowledge. Do you get what I'm saying? Hey, you can take the bad things and turn them into good things. Who cares? I mean, you could go Google that probably. What does it actually feel like? How does it actually happen? How's it related to our stories and how we're living, and that we get to live in the magic of the universe, opening to something larger than ourselves. Really good. Anything else, Heidi? Because I know that was pulling from a deep place. Anything else?
I am actually even more filled with wonder at this. I mean, I knew it, saw it before, but this, the linkage here that I did not see coming, I thought, I started it with, you know, you've asked and sure, yeah, now I want to win, like that level.
Yeah,
I thought that's where we were going and sure, we can do that. And I didn't see this coming. And I'm a bit reeling from this. And I am so excited. All the other stories that I didn't know was linked. And now, where's the gold there?
Yeah. 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 And buried behind something seemingly innocuous. Oh, you know, I'm not really competitive. Look at what's behind all of that. Our stories are interconnected and link and they point to something.
Yes.
And then why with one of you, when you approached me and said, here, let's do this because I so want to help everybody in the room and let's add some more cooperation in this that we all win. We already have a game that's like that at the High Ticket Virtual Retreat. So we go in there deeply with that. Let's learn something from the other side, right? Let's learn something from going into competition deeply in a highly cooperative, hugely, you know, generous, you know, amazing group of souls, right? And when we have the courage to go to the place that we don't think we ought to go to or that we're going to run away from and so on, the certainty, like, can you all feel it? Like, if Heidi goes, well, you know, maybe I should be doing, you know, washing dishes instead, or maybe I should be like, can you feel, you know, what's going to be inside her about this is my work on the planet? And it's been given to me, like the sense of, you know, we get to choose. I'm not saying that we don't get, of course we choose, but it also chooses us. Do you know what I mean? And how deeply the knowingness that this is your work and how much it matters and how much there's divine orchestration beyond what we had ever imagined, that the magic of opening is right here in that painful moment. That is the deep level work of transmutation. You will see it again as story freedom, but not like this. We don't have time for this. And it also is, this is inside the party where I know you're going to hear it. I expect at least that you're going to, you all are able to hear. You'll hear a different level of it. It's really, really good too, right? But, you know, I'll be doing it for people, helping them to find that. But you now know the deep dive process of how that works in order to support opening. And remember I said like, well, okay, we get it, but we forget. Here's how to remember. Making sense? All right, really, really great work. I knew that doing this as a retreat would be powerful, that by the accumulation of what we're doing, we can get to some really great places. What I want to do, because I still have one more piece that I want to add for you. And in order to do that, I want to empty out the room a little bit because you can feel that there's quite a bit moving here. So just by way of a mini consolidation and a mini emptying out of the room and hearing a little bit about what different people have heard, Wendy, you're in my top left corner. So just one or two or three words, not more than a sentence, so that I can share with you the other piece that I want to share with you. What's opening for you now, Wendy?
This morning, I had a very similar experience with one of my stories.
So it's right inside you. It's happening inside you too. It's not just looking over there. It's you too. It's all of us, right? That's why I told you that dark story that I didn't want to tell. It's not a dark story, but it felt like it, you know? It's around my mom's death, et cetera, and pain, but it's like, it's all of us. Yeah. Thank you. Beautiful, Wendy. Thank you, Yvonne.
I think I heard at a deeper level that the things that deeply pushes our buttons, that's where our core values lie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And see, that's another level of like the Brussels sprout story. You guys don't need to know the content of it, but you can get that there's, you know, another piece around that. The first thing we can do is just like let that go and not tell that story. And so that's very, very powerful. Sometimes that's the all we want to do with it sometimes. But sometimes we can go back there and you can go back to that story and go like, what is it? What can I discover about me and then how I'm connected to the universe? So we want to do that when we're ready to and here with guidance, right? But like if we, how do I say this? Let's say we've got an editor inside that's going, you're worthless, you're worthless, you're worthless. And then sometimes we're not able yet to transmute that. We need some help and support to do that. We can just go, thanks for sharing. Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, like that can be a very good first, you know, way to go in. So we don't throw that out. That's really powerful and other techniques that we use to shift the story. But this can be extremely powerful and it can actually turn into a springboard for our very best work. It's like, and think about like, you know, does Heidi need to, it's like, oh no, does she need to be worried about the competition? Then going deeply into competition puts her in a place beyond competition. It's like whatever those other people are doing out there, they're not doing this that Heidi is doing. It's uniquely her. And she can breathe so much better by going into that place where she couldn't breathe. Thank you, Yvonne. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Marnie.
Every story teaches us something. We choose whether it's going to be a positive or negative lesson.
Oh, simply, directly, and beautifully put. Absolutely. Yes. And you're hearing and putting in words that we can hear it, the core message in right from Anatomy of an Empowering Story. And every talk that I give, it will have it somewhere in there. Stories are everywhere. There are empowering and disempowering stories. You can choose. And what you said, that yes, they teach us things. It's another aspect of that, how we're choosing an empowering story that uplifts our lives, that makes a difference, right? Thank you. Yes. Don.
That from myself that I need to lean in when I have the disempowering story going.
Thank you. Thank you. And each one of you, when you begin, when we begin our journey together, I say that it's like, will you lean in? Because what if Heidi stayed there, right? And she's at such a great moment of opportunity. And sometimes we need a little help to see what it is. And Heidi is not this person, but when I suggested this, you know, playful competition, Heidi could have been the kind of person that stormed off and said, I thought this was a group where we all supported each other. I'm out of here, you know, or something like it's not in Heidi's nature. It seems funny to even say it, but could have happened to somebody else and then missed the opportunity that's here in going through it, right? Yes, so thank you. Yes, lean in with this disempowering story. Thank you. Diane.
I would say the power of things that have happened in our past have a lot stronger effect on us than what we even realize.
Oh, thank you for noticing. Yes, I've got those chills again. Yeah. Absolutely. It's right at the heart of the work that we do all year long here. It's right at the heart of this company. This one, my company and the event next week are called Story Freedom. Can you hear it now? You all, I hope, are hearing that at a deeper level, what that actually means. I call my company and that event that. Thank you, Diane. Yes. Heidi.
To run to the lion's roar.
Thank you. More chills. Yeah. And to think how powerful we become then. Well, everybody else is running in the opposite direction, you know, in their own way, in their own life. That's powerful. That's attractive. That draws powerful in the best sense of the word people to us. And we get to play in wonderful ways. And we get to create things, you know? Beautiful. Marie, thank you, Heidi. Beautiful.
Something about how when we go deeply into our personal stories, there's something that can be shared that's a more universal application. Like our deeply personal stories can really resonate with many people.
Beautifully put. Thank you, Marie. Yes, sometimes we think we need to make it generic so that everybody will relate. Well, this is for everybody, and anybody could know that when they take product X, these certain things will happen. Like you all fell asleep in 5 seconds. Nobody cared, but I was being universal. No one cared. This is deeply, specifically Heidi in this story. And as she tells that story, isn't there a piece of all of us in there? We've been hurt. We've watched somebody else be hurt. We felt powerless. We've, like, there's a whole range of things in there. And then the signature of it is uniquely Heidi's. And the more uniquely it's Heidi's, the more we hear it as us. So we don't need to be afraid of our own powerful stories. We can go straight to the details of our stories and know that there's something beautiful there. All right, really good. All right, so we have 25 minutes left. There's one more piece that I wanna do. And this is, and I'm gonna break you up into groups in just a minute to just a quick brainstorming session before we come back. And here's one more link that's so important to this opening series, one more piece. It's kind of a different angle. And here's the thing. Let's say I know my own power, like we've really actually touched and lived right in real time here. And I know I've got the wind at my back and I'm not pushing the boulder up the hill anymore. And I'm there knowing it. And I just stay in my chair for the rest of my life, knowing it. What happens? Yeah, thank you. Like, I just go like this and Marie's going right. So this is fabulous. This is powerful. This is so important. But what companion piece do we need to bring that out into the world now? I've got one word in my mind. You don't have to be a mind reader, but what's the piece that's missing if we only go to that, even as deep as it's been and as profound as it's been? You guys are amazing. The depth we go to is who you are. This is my favorite opening ever in all the years I've been teaching it, and it's you guys. So what's the companion piece then? What's the other piece?
Action.
Yes, thank you. That's exactly the word that was in my mind. You did read my mind, Marnie. There is, like, you know, we are more connected than we know. It could have been different words. That's the exact word that's in my mind. And so I want you to just brainstorm a little bit, shift the energy a little bit about action. Why does action matter? How might action be connected with this? What does action mean to you? What's the nature of action? Just contemplate action for a little bit. I want one of you to just start talking about action 1 minute and then switch. This is gonna be a quick focused intentionality around action. And don't think. It's like, well, action, that means I'm doing stuff. That means I'm up and about. That means I'm going out. And when I sit there, I'm just like free thinking about it. I just want you to meditate on action. The one with the shortest hair goes first. The one with the longest hair keeps time. 1 minute each. Again, there's going to be a group of three. You'll have to go a little faster. I'll give you 3 minutes. So it's 1 minute each with time for change over the group of three. We'll have to go a little faster. And let me see. Let's just go back to our rooms because they're already here. Have fun. I'll see you in 3 minutes. And welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. So let's just hear a little bit like popcorn just for a minute. Some of the thoughts that came up about action. Go ahead and share, just unmute, go ahead.
Marie and I always are just getting into it. We have to breathe more. Just the concept that it actually takes mental processes to do this. It's not gonna happen without some brain power to it. And then that has to be followed by intentionality. So it's not just doing things for the purpose of being busy, but of towards a goal.
Nice. Thank you. Yes. Not just like running around like chickens with their heads cut off, just doing random things. but purposeful, intentional action. Thank you. Yeah, Marie, go ahead. Just go.
Yeah. I really tapped into how there's a interaction, almost like a continuous feedback loop between the vision, the why of my, why I'm doing what I'm doing, but then taking action, and then the inspired action actually came out. So it's just like that vision, action, and then actually needing time to pause so that it's not always continuous movement. It's all not also continuous pausing. It's a balance between the two.
I love it. Thank you. Yes. Anything else bubbling up? Good. Okay. I wanted to add something myself. That's I've been reading this book over and over again. I've read it many, many times. I highly recommend it. I'm actually doing a challenge right now where it's one suggested by Bob Proctor via Mary Morrissey to read chapter 4, 7, 11, and 14 for 90 days. I'm on day 32 now, I think it is. And it's a very powerful and very heart-centered book about abundance, about actually allowing that abundance to come into our lives in ways that uplift the all, uplift everyone. And one of the very profound things that Wallace Waddles says is that, and I just heard it after years of reading it, I just started hearing it, by thought, the things that we want come to us. By action, we receive it. By thought, the things that we want start heading our way. By action, we receive it. So as I started thinking differently about what was going to happen with the doctor, there's like invisible forces all heading my way, right? That just they support all kinds of things are you know, being moved in the world toward me. And that you can be a very, you know, law of attraction and, you know, woo-woo based I am, you know, I really believe that's the way the universe, but you don't have to think of it like this. It's very practical. If my energy is all a dark cloud and I just, you know, feel horrible about the world and somebody walks into the room, they're going to go, whoa, and walk out, you know, it's just like, it's very practical. You don't have to think of it in any kind of law of attraction way if that's not your thing, right? So by thought, things start moving toward us, right? That by thought, things start to come to us, but by action, we receive it. We have to be ready to receive it and we have to go act to meet it. Otherwise it won't happen. If I just thought differently about the doctor and what might be not be possible, but didn't call the meeting, we actually discussed it and nothing would have changed, right? And we wouldn't end up getting to where we want to go. And I also wouldn't feel in that same way, the support of the universe, because I might feel it in a moment by myself here. And then I'm going to forget it because nothing would have changed in the direction that I wanted. And I would start to lose faith. Make sense? Yeah. So the opening and the transmutation and the work that we do and the remembering, so important. And then we connect that up with action. And then the piece that you were talking about, well, yeah, but do we just go around doing stuff randomly? Well, I have another a handout for you. And again, if it's not in your inbox yet, it will be there soon. I just want to share it with you. Well, how do we create, and Marie underlined, not just any action, and Marnie was talking about it too, but like inspired action, you know, like how do we connect it up with action? Yes, thank you. I got it, Yvonne. Thank you so much for reminding me. So let me just grab the handout that I want to share with you here. Okay. Oops. I just, instead of going back to you guys, I just closed all my windows. Now I can't see you. Hang on. I'm coming back. There we go. All right. Share screen. There it is. I call this the Inspired Action Blueprint. Y'all can see it? And well, how do we just not do random things? But how do we actually take intentional action? And this came about because I did a VIP day with a client many, many years ago. And we started talking about this. And I started realizing that often I do one thing and there's many results and things are just easy. Well, all of the opening virtual retreat explains that, right? It's like has the wind at our back and so on. But there's another piece about actions that I take that were unconscious competence. So as we're doing that in a VIP day, I'm like, the community needs this. And I started thinking about it. I started writing it down. And these are the component parts. These are the things I do. And this has been so enlightening for so many members of our community And what I want to say about it is, it can sound like, oh man, that means I can't do anything until I do all these steps thoroughly and it's going to take me 3 years. This could happen in a moment. And one of the ways you can use this document is to say what's missing, right? And one person in our community, things weren't moving forward, and it was number 9. She was never celebrating, you know? And so why would we keep doing stuff if we never even notice the good things that have come our way and we kind of peter out? So you can use it as a kind of guide for, because any action you're taking, you're probably doing some of these, but you might be skipping some of the steps. And then the action may not be as aligned. So you can play with this and see how this works. Like, well, and we did this, for instance, when Heidi was taking an action with her words, like she was demonstrating for us how transmutation works. So she was actually doing something. Make sense? She was doing with words, but she was doing something. Even that, you can say, gather your energy. Heidi, are you okay with this? Can we do this? It happened in half a sentence, right? Create your vision. Heidi, we're going to do this so that everybody will understand this better. Okay, great. Gather knowledge. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to go through it. And right, I was explaining that. Find a mentor. Well, I know about this, so here I am. So can you see, like, 1 to 4 was already done in like 10 seconds? And then create an actionable plan. And again, in this case, it was really, really quick. Okay, Heidi, are you okay to go back there actually? Because then we'll hear it better, right? Chunk it down. Okay, what happened first? And then we went through the steps, right? Here's the step I want you to do now. And here's the step. And Heidi had her eyes closed, but I was having you guys follow on the page so you could see what the steps were and that Heidi was doing that at the same time. Wendy, I only saw your note about stopping sharing the screen after it happened. So sorry about that. Because you all wanted to be with Heidi, I get it. But then I also wanted you to know the process. So put it on your calendar. Heidi, how about we do this right now? Oh, wait, we'll do it in a minute because I want to teach this one other thing. You know? All these things are happening. We're just not always conscious of it. What's the best next step? Well, Heidi, actually, in this case, I said, what's your company about again? Oh, right. And maybe what I'm going to do is maybe I seeded that. You could speak that from stage if you want. Heidi might ask a question. It's like, how do I incorporate that story if she wants to on stage next time? Or she doesn't have to. She might stay with it for her for 6 months. I don't know. Lots of other stories. There's an abundance of stories, right? So what's your best next step? Celebrate. That came in the gratitude in the room, you know, Heidi, that was amazing. I saw it in the chat. I saw people saying it, right? That was incredible. Thank you so much, right? Share what's happening with the dream enablers. Well, that happens by it already happening. Analyze the results. Did it work? I mean, sometimes it might not have gone in that way. It might have gone well, you know, nothing came. I can't imagine that, but nothing came of that. But what was going on? Where might it have worked if we had done this? Do you know? That's it. When we follow this, and then repeat, just do it again. So you can use this as a kind of guide and go, well, what am I missing? Oh, I'm forgetting to celebrate. Oh, wait, I'm trying to reinvent the wheel without having a mentor. I'm just like, I think that I'll just think my way to new stories, but I don't have any guidance in how the stories work or whatever it is, or, you know, in other areas. I'm an autistic mom and I'm going to like figure it out all by myself and not, you know, like, so forgotten to get a mentor, or maybe they've got Heidi's great ideas, but they haven't put it into a plan yet. It's for your clients as well, right? So, and up here with create your vision. So Wendy, for instance, like, what's your vision? How do you, if we're thinking about, again, the high ticket virtual retreat, I've mentioned that a couple times today. Well, what is the way that that's going to work for you? Create your vision, right? So that stuff is in there for you, for instance, right? And I just want to underline too, the gather your energy part. Do whatever it takes to create the best energy you can in the moment so you can take inspired action. This step is crucial. It's a foundation for everything. Don't skip it. So I kind of repeat that same time, say 3 times. So you like, don't miss this. And I'm just going to stop sharing, but you'll have access to this. We don't want to skip that step because sometimes, let me go back to the doctor example. I'm not connected at all. I'm not feeling my power. I don't remember anything. And I just go stomping into the doctor's office going like, I think, and at that moment, I really did feel that way. I think you're, and you don't know what you're talking about. And like, how much would I have felt the power of the universe? How effective would the action have been? It's a really good example, actually. So one of the things I'm sure I did is I called Yvonne, you know, right? It's one way to gather your energy, lean in with somebody in the community. right? So gather the energy. Maybe you meditate. Shavasana. Start every day with Shavasana. Lie down and breathe. Gathers the energy for the whole day. I strongly recommend that. I've been doing that. And what's built on it for since 2006, I've hardly missed a day. So important, right? So gather the energy. Take a look at those steps and know that you're already doing it, but this just allows you to fine tune. But all these great ideas. Oh, but they're never getting to my calendar. So nothing is happening, right? So when we understand that we've got the wind at our back and greater forces helping us, when we know what to do with those dark moments and transmute them so that they become power for us. And then when we put them on the court and have ways to create them and take them into inspired action, and we'll do more about that when we go into quantum leaps, for instance, like we'll have other places where we'll pick up the story. Everything we do all year long is all connected. Once we do that, truly we become unstoppable. Do you believe that? Actually, really? No, Heidi does, Marnie does. You might be in the knowing of that right now, or you might not be. But I'm seeing lots of nods going across. We become unstoppable. Unstoppable. And again, it's a practice. We'll remember and we'll forget. It's okay if you forget. I do too. I get told on myself, right? It's okay. But one of the last pieces I want to give you, and thank you for reminding me about it, Yvonne, in the chat, is an app. Because then we want to stay connected to the divine, the bigger, the right? How do we do that more of the time? And this is right out of the Science of Getting Rich. I've been reading and reading and rereading it. It's chapter 7. Gratitude. Gratitude. Now, sometimes we are not able to access it in the moment, but like about that doctor at that moment, I probably couldn't have. But I can find my way back to it. I don't do a gratitude affirmation about the doctor in that moment. It's not real. Do you know what I'm saying? It's not head knowledge. It's not rote. But when I have the processes that we've been learning today behind me so that I know I can find my way through, and then I find my way back to gratitude, it aligns our mind, heart, spirit with the divine. Because we truly see the blessings in front of us. Case in point about Heidi. I didn't know how much that story meant. I didn't know how, like, you can feel the deep gratitude about her past, about the integrity of her work, about what it is she's doing on the planet. And in that moment, Heidi is aligned with source, her highest self, God, whatever you call that force. It's a moment of deep gratitude that has arisen from what it is that we're doing in the opening virtual retreat. Make sense? So we'll let it arise naturally, and then we're gentle with ourselves when it's not there, but we come back to it again. And this comes to the last part of our retreat. I said I'd share an app with you. And if you look up Gratitude Rock Journal, I've been using it now for over 2 weeks. And I looked at about 20 different, no, there weren't 20. I found maybe 15, a dozen, I can't remember, different gratitude apps. And they were just really weird, some of them. It's like, well, I did this, but it drained my battery. Well, I did this, but the app crashed all the time. Well, I did this for a year and then I deleted all my entries. I'm like, what? I read the reviews, right? So I've done the work for you. You can find your own if you want. I just started using it and it's phenomenal. I'm using it. If you want to use it with me, it's Gratitude Rock Journal. And I love it because it's simple. I just write down the things that I want, that I'm grateful for in the day. I can write as many of them. It's just a little simple list. I can put pictures or not. And then I've got a list day by day of what I'm grateful for. I've been reading and rereading it, and it's changed me. And when we do that, we're aligned with something bigger. We know that there's beautiful in our past, like with Heidi, like with Marnie, with, you know, winning gold. We see what's beautiful. We're grateful for it. I've heard so much gratitude for this community too, for each other, right? It aligns us with the divine. And then from that place, we take action. We got so much more power behind it, right? So that little app I've loved, and you're supposed to be able to download them all too, like to get them onto a web page. And then I haven't done that yet. It says you can do it. I can't promise that you can do it, but it says you can do it because I wanted something that if I don't use the app anymore, I still have that. Can't promise, but it says you can do that. It's one of the reasons I chose it. Super, super simple and really, really powerful. It's how I've been starting my day. Just want to end with this last story. in way, and I've been teaching about this for many years, but this app has been so helpful. And the rereading of The Science of Getting Rich, like gratitude. Gratitude aligns us with what's larger. And yesterday morning, I thanked Dana for my yoga space. I've never done that before. But I just came to a more nuanced understanding about gratitude. And it wasn't intellectual. It arose inside me. I'm like, Dana, like this part of our house, you know, this is our space. And I've claimed it for my yoga, and you've always given me that space. And thank you. And she's like, well, yeah, mom. Yeah, of course. You know, right? But I just felt so gratitude. And then she just walked away glowing. And then I remembered who I was and who we were. And it's like, it just changed my day. So in case that's of assistance to you, I'm doing it. We can do it together. You can post about it. I encourage you to post in the Facebook group. Again, Diane, if we don't get that for you really quickly, just like let us know. We'll get that. We'll make sure you're in there. And you can like post about it, share in it, bask in it. Then what we focus on expands. You can start threads in there about transmutation, about competition, about how it's got like, there is much to learn by who you decide to invite to Story Freedom or not. I just want to end with that too. Then we're going to hear some ahas. If you have to leave right at 4, go and post your ahas, post your inspired actions in our Facebook group. I'll stay for a few more minutes after the hour. I just want to remind you of the opportunity once again. If you know somebody should be in that room where they get access to some of this, we can't go as deep as we go here, but man, it goes deep. Those 3 days, they go deep, and we've got amazing people in the room. If you know somebody who would like access to this for $97, events cost money. It's just trying to, you know, it's our gift. Just trying to, you know, recoup some of the costs on that. That's all that happens. And also have somebody put a bit of, you know, their stake in the ground for it. We probably won't do it again. I don't know, but right now I'm thinking we won't do it again for another year. It is the easiest way to access the depths of this. And there's the one opportunity now to have somebody that you love understand something about this. Like Heidi's going, it's changing so fast, I can't even keep up. And to have people around you that you love or are connected with be there in the room, from my heart to yours, even if we never ever see each other ever again, lives are transformed in that room. So if there's somebody that you know, who do you know who could really use this, don't hesitate to reach out. And when you do that there, that also forms that habit for you to do that for your clients in your business, in what you love, because sometimes it's easier to do it over here. And you'll bump into things and you'll see what you're bumping into. Kind of like Heidi, she didn't know that in investigating competition, she's going to get so much for her company and her life and her world. So have fun with that. And also we're super grateful. It helps us serve the people that we're meant to serve. Helps you by having that person in the room and their lives have been transformed over and over again in that room. So, all right, we're gonna end it there. Let's end with one aha and one inspired action to bring us home. Again, if you need to leave right on the hour. Thank you so much for being here. Best opening deep dive ever, as far as I'm concerned. And that's because of you guys. Thank you for bringing your all into this room, because if you heard even one piece of this, this is life-changing. But don't think about that. Just like play, you know, just play with it. Like Heidi didn't think about, wow, will I find the story, you know, for my talk? And is it going to be really? No, she just did the thing, right? Just do the thing. Right? So Wendy, you're up in my left-hand corner. One aha, one inspired action. And an action, inspired action, a checkoffable thing. So we know we're actually bringing it out into the world. I'm going to make one phone call. I'm going to line Shavasana. I'm going to take some notes about this. I'm going to get on a connection call with somebody. I'm going to reach out to a potential client. I'm going to meditate on what it means to open. I'm going to do the transmutation, like whatever it is, but know that it's checkoffable. So that means it's actually going out in there in the world. And then you can do 10 more times if you want. I'm always going to do this. Just like do it the one time, right? So Wendy.
My aha is that divine orchestration is always at play.
Yes. It's not head knowledge in this room. That's annoying, right? So good. Yes. And then what's your inspired action?
It's no coincidence that at 6:30 p.m. I have a call with 12 beautiful women and we are talking about opening and expansion.
Now that's going to be a great call. I'm so excited for you, Wendy. That's fantastic. Yes. So you're going to hold space for them in the best possible way, right? Yeah. Beautiful. Yep. Thank you. Heidi.
Um, I am just delightfully overwhelmed at all the inventory of stories that I need to, the backlog to mine for wisdom. And my inspired action is to get that app, because I agree that it is in gratitude. Gratitude is the fuel.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been life transforming, and I've been doing this and practicing this and teaching this for years. It's such a simple and effective tool. I look forward to reading it. It's like, oh, write that. Oh, right. I went for a walk and talked to my parents' neighbor, Mrs. Jansen, who I've known since I was four. It was so nice. You know, I'm just like, get to experience it all over again. Thank you. Beautiful. Yvonne.
Dream, plan, act.
Yeah. Thank you. There's gold in that inspired action blueprint. So there's gold. We went through it pretty quickly, but take your time, go back to it, talk to each other about it, ask me questions about it coming up. Yeah. Dream, plan, act. Thank you. Marie. Oh, wait, no. Action. Goodness.
I'm going to download the app as well, because I haven't done that yet.
Perfect. Marie.
Many ahas, but a big one is about how gratitude aligns us with spirit and the divine. Mm-hmm. And an inspired action is to send out personal invitations to three people I know who I think would be really great in a masterclass.
Mm, beautiful. Thank you. Yes. Marnie.
I really liked that concept of by thought, things we want head our way, and by action, we receive it. It's playing off some ideas for me. And so I think that's really powerful. And my action was going to be to get the app, but I've already done that. my second action was to reach out to a few people to try and get them on Story Freedom. So that's going to continue. But the one that really counts is I have a book in me called The Three Gratitudes, and I'm going to join Marie's masterclass and get writing.
Awesome. Thank you, Marnie. This is beautiful. These are three actions, all beautiful. Thank you. Dawn.
My aha is that within this group, there are people that there are others that also have people that have not cheered them on and have not been there that I can reach out to and talk about some things if I need to.
With the hands raising in the room. Thank you.
And my inspired action is going to be the transmutation. I have a disempowering story I want to work with. And I'm hoping that that is there for us, because I wasn't able to copy it down very, very quickly.
Yes. Yes. And you've got both the recording, and then I know Amy is working to get that out to you. So if it's not out to you soon, just reach out and we'll get that to you. It's on its way soon.
Okay, thank you. And yeah. The name of the app, I just wanted to ask you.
Gratitude you, Rock Journal.
It's Rock, R-O-C-K.
R-O-C-K, because there's this little picture of a rock beside each gratitude line. It's really beautiful.
Oh,
it's like nature, you know? I love it.
Very thank you.
What's going on?
Thank you.
Diane.
I think for me, it was the seeing in action, the power of transmutation, when I saw the change in Heidi and what the connection that she made there. And my action is going to be inviting a friend to come to the Freedom Conference next week.
I think I'm so glad. Thank you so much, Diane. Beautiful. So happy to return to that, because this work that we do together is so powerful. There's somebody you know who ought to be in that room. we welcome them with open arms. And so I'm so glad about that. And thank you for returning us as well to that moment with Heidi, because Heidi, so powerful. Thank you for your vulnerability. So much that's been shared so vulnerably in this room by Heidi and so many others. Thank you so much for both sharing your stories, for being present when others are sharing stories, for all that you've done. Again, to me, this is the best opening deep dive we've ever done since before this community began. So yes, Yvonne? Was that something, Yvonne, before we go? No? Okay.
No, I'm just typing in and I made a mistake.
Oh yeah, so it's in the chat there about gratitude.
Oh, I did not. I think it's
Gratitude
okay.
Rock Journal. And yes, your friends can join for $97, a savings of $200 US. And you have them use that code SF Friend, all capitals, to receive $200 off. And that's the link that you can use, but you also have been given an individual link that helps us track. But if you can't find that link, don't tell Amy I said that. She will like that other link, but you know, this will work too, right? But go in your email, you should have that other link that tracks them directly to you. And, but any either way that you do it, just, we'd love to see you there. Make sure you're registered, make sure you've carved out your day and your time. Think of what a deep dive we did here in half a day. Please carve out time for yourselves. Wendy's actually going away. I love this Wendy. So she's got time, spaciousness for herself. So give yourself the gift of that time. It's going to be life-changing. Have a beautiful day, everybody. Thank you for this extraordinary afternoon together. We'll see you soon. And tomorrow too. Don't forget, tomorrow as well. Right? Bye-bye for now.
Are we meeting now, you guys?